Today, if you have your Bibles with you today, I want to ask you to turn into, as we begin this morning, in the book of Matthew's chapter 15. Now, I want to tell you, as you're turning there, I want to tell you, and I'm laughing already, I want to tell you what I felt like a good title to this sermon would be this morning. God, and Dennis can narrow it down for me. He can reword it if he wants to. But I kind of called this title to this message today as being God is our so clean. God makes us, or maybe God makes us so clean. Yeah, let's go with that. God makes us so clean. So we're gonna go with that right there, and you'll see why here in a little bit. But in Matthew's chapter 15, I want to read to you this morning what it says. Man, I'm excited about this because this is some good stuff. I mean, I say that every Sunday. Oh, preacher, you say that every Sunday. This is some good stuff. It's always good stuff. I don't care what God gives me, it's always good. Even if you don't like it, I still like it. But this is what it says in Matthew's chapter 15. And I'm going to read verses, let me see here. I'm going to read verses 10 through 20 to get started. 10 through 20. I'm going to go ahead and read that. And then, I don't know if I'm going to stop right there. Yeah, I want to stop right there. 10 through 20. And this is what it says. So it says, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen and understand. He says, what goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. Then the disciples came to him and asked, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this? He replied, he said, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted, he will be pulled up by the roots. He says, leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. Peter said, explain the parable to us. And in verse 16, it says, are you still dull? Jesus asked them. Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them. So I'm going to ask you to bow with me right there just for a minute, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we want to thank you this morning for your word. Lord, we thank you for the excitement of your word, Heavenly Father. God, what it means to us to be able to read these words, to hear them, Heavenly Father, and to apply them to our hearts and our minds, Heavenly Father, and carry them out in our daily activity of life. And Lord, now I ask you to hide me behind the cross. Lord, let me not interfere with anything you have said or done. God, let me not take any glory for what comes from this word, Heavenly Father. And God, we just ask you that you receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we humbly ask this now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as you notice, the very first question I'll ask you this, what defiles a person? Jesus says it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles a person, but he says that's what comes out. He said, whatever comes out of your... You know how many times as a minister I've been asked, is it a sin to drink? Have you ever asked somebody that? Have you ever been asked that as a Christian? Is it a sin to drink? Preacher, is it a sin to drink? Why don't you drink? Why can't you have a beer with us? Why can't you do this with us? But one reason, I don't want to. Plain and simple, I don't want to drink. I choose not to drink because I don't want to drink. But is it a sin to drink? Well, that's a very big debate. But the Bible says right here, it's not what defiles you that goes in. It's what comes out that defiles you. Now, I've drank plenty in my lifetime. And I defiled myself many times. But when I first got started drinking, you know, one led to another and another. And another, and another. But eventually I was doing things that I wouldn't normally do because I didn't know any better. Because I was defiling myself But listen, I want to talk to you about your heart. Sin begins in the heart, just like a seed begins in the ground. Sin begins in the heart. And when it's fully grown, it manifests in the mind, and then the mind carries it out. See, I know that very well. I know that avenue very well. Jesus says, it says the disciples came to him and said that the Pharisees were offended by what he said. He said, hey, Jesus, you know that the Pharisees were offended about what you said? About it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles them, but what comes out? Because see, Jesus knew their heart. He knew exactly what was in their heart. Listen, I want to tell you a truth this morning that you probably already know and you probably heard a zillion times, but I don't know your heart this morning. Amen? You don't know my heart this morning, but I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one person that does know your heart this morning, and he knows it very well, and he understands your heart. He knows everything that's inside of your heart. He knows what lies inside of your heart even when you don't. And that's God. And listen, I read this week that anyone that doesn't know the Lord is cursed. Would you agree to that this morning? Anyone that doesn't know the Lord is already cursed. They're already condemned. See, when I was dead in my transgressions against God, I was already condemned. If I had died at that time, I know where my eternity would be today. Amen? I know that. God knew that. God knew everything about my heart. And he knew that my heart was wicked. He knew that my heart was evil continually. But God is the only one that could cure my heart. Amen? Can you say amen to that this morning, church family? God is the only one that can cure a sick heart. And that's the truth. And you know what, though? As a minister, or maybe as a Christian, you go out in the world and you say, well, it's my job to witness. And you start telling people, and say, God knows your heart's sick. God knows you're sick. God knows that you got sickness in your heart. And God's the only one that can cure you. You're defiling yourself by living with a sick heart. But God can cure you. But see, the Pharisees, they didn't want to hear that. They didn't want Jesus telling them, hey, you know what? Jesus said, we don't care if they're offended or not. Let's move on. He knew their heart. God knows my heart this morning. He knows everything about me. And we wonder why there's so much sin in the world. That's why. Because there's a lot of sick hearts in the world. And they can, listen, I know if there's anybody alive today, that searched for a way to cure my heart, it was me. When I lived apart from God, when I lived out in the world of sin, when my heart was full of deceit, when my heart was full of wickedness and evilness, I searched for peace. I searched for understanding. I searched for something to make me whole. I couldn't never find it. I couldn't never find it in the world. But the day that God came into my life, that was the day that God says, I got the cure for you. Amen? I got the medicine for you. I got what you need right here. You don't have to search no more. You don't have to live in turmoil no more. You don't have to live not at peace with yourself no more. You can be at peace with everybody around you. If everything is falling apart, if the world is coming to an end right this second, you can live with yourself at peace because I've got the cure for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. God is the only cure that you need this morning. If you just seek Him out, He says, first seek the kingdom of God. Seek God first. If you want to be healed, seek God first. If you want to be set free from bondage, seek God first. If you want whatever it is that you have need of, seek God first. And He said, then. What did He say? He says, then I'll add all things unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. He's a good God, is He not? Is God not a good God this morning, church family? He says, seek me first. In other words, put God first in everything. Put God first at everything. And then He'll add all the good things from the master's hand unto you. And wow, is that not a good word this morning, church family? And I know that's hard to believe. It is. It's hard to believe. Why would God care about me that much? Well, I'll tell you why. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. You know what this Bible says? You want to know what this Bible says that God loves you that much for? Because He gave His only begotten Son to prove it. He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross, a criminal's death, to take my place. That should have been me hanging on that cross. That should have been you hanging on that cross. That should have been us tied to that whipping post. I've been whipped many times in my life, but not like that. My mom tried to break me from all that evilness and wickedness, but she didn't succeed. Not until Jesus come along. Jesus come along and took care of it. Now my mom says, I don't remember doing those things to you. Well, I remember a lot of those good whippings. I needed them. I was a mean child. I was probably one of the meanest childs my mom had. And now look at me. A preacher. Can you believe that? I wish my mom was here this morning so I could tell her. And now I'm a preacher. One of the meanest child she had. The most rebellious child that she ever had. And now I'm standing here preaching the Word of God. Wow, and you tell me God, people say, man, God ain't real. How do you know God's real? You ever seen Him? How do you know He's real? How do you know heaven's real? How do you know hell's real? Well, you looking at a man that knows. You're looking at a man that knows. You're looking at a man that's received the cure. You're looking at a man that's received the salvation and the sanctification and the blessings from God. You're looking at a man that's been reconciled. You're looking at a man that's been chastised by those who... God said He chastised those who love Him. And listen, God still chastises me. He still corrects me because I still get out of line sometimes. And God said, hey, I got to keep you in line, Phil. I can't just let you slide. I can't just let you get over here in the world again, because if I do, you'll get away from me. I want God to keep me right beside Him. Don't you? You want God to keep you right beside Him? Even if that means He's got to chastise you a little bit. You know what David prayed? You know what David prayed over in the book of Psalms? I think 139. Let me look that up. He says, yes. Let me read this to you. You'll like this. Over in 139, chapter 139, verse 23. David prayed this. It says David even prayed for God to search him. He says that he to know his heart, to test him, and to know his anxious thoughts. Listen, David prayed that to God. He said, search me. He said, know my heart. He said, search my heart to see if there be anything within me. He said, search my anxious thoughts. You know how anxious I am all the time? Man, I'm like a cat on a hot tin roof, just dancing around all the time. Sometimes my thoughts get so carried away. It's funny, wasn't it? Hey, listen, but it's true. Man, I got anxious thoughts. Say, I want God to search me. I want God to know me. I want God to understand me. And more so, we need to know God. Amen? We need to understand God, how He operates, how He thinks, how He does things, why He does things. But He says, search me and know me. He says, search and know my heart. Test me. Oh, man, I don't like being tested. That's tough. Well, I thought when I became a Christian, I wouldn't get tested. That's not true. Test me and my anxious thoughts to see what I will do. Man, have you ever been tested by the Lord? Anybody? You ever been tested by the Lord? Listen, I'm tested all the time. But listen, there's a difference between, and this just comes up inside of me, there's a difference between being tested by God and tested by Satan. God's Word says He won't put no more on you than you can bear. Satan, he wants to put on everything. He wants to try to crush you. He wants to try to crush you and destroy you. But listen, God says He'll always give you a what? He'll always give you a way out. Satan don't give you no way out. Not unless you pray unto the Lord. The Lord won't put on no more of a burden on us than we can possibly bear. And He'll give us a way out of it. He'll give us a way out of temptation. He'll give us a way out of anger. He'll give us a way out of bitterness. He'll give us a way out of jealousy. He'll give us a way out of whatever it is we deal with every day. If it's financial, a coworker that's on your nerves all the time, He'll give you a way out of it. Guess what? You can turn around. You know what the word repent means? It means turn around and walk the other way. That's what the Lord will do. He said you can always repent. You can always turn around and walk the other way. You don't have to keep on walking the way you're walking. You can turn around and walk the other way, and you can go and just leave it behind. And listen, that's what I did with my old self. I repented unto the Lord. I repented unto my sins. And then God laid out the path for me to walk and turn. Say, I don't want to go back to the old way. Anybody here in the church house wants to go back to their old ways? I don't. I don't want to go back to my old ways because I've done come too far now. I've done too much now for the Lord. And I don't want to let God down now. I don't want to disappoint God now. But listen, God loves you this morning. God cares about you this morning. God understands you this morning. God says, Phil, I know you're going to make a mistake from time to time, but that's okay because you know what? I'm still living in a carnal body. Anybody else? You living in a fleshly, carnal, sinful body? Listen, you're going to be living in this body until the day you die. And that's why it's important. Now I'm getting to the good stuff. Now I'm getting to the good stuff. That's why it's important that we search our hearts. How many of you search your heart every day? Now, I'd be a liar if I stood up and said, man, your preacher, he searches his heart every day. I don't. But according to this, we need to be on a continual searching our hearts continually every day. Why? Because things like to creep in. Things like to creep in. Now I'm getting to my analogy. You're going to like this. Y'all going to love it. So me and Pam, we have, and I, God forgive me, I don't use mine. We have CPAP machines, and I ain't used mine in months. God forgive me. But we have a machine. We have a machine. It's called a so clean machine. I wish I'd have brought that thing with me this morning. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You got one? You got one of those machines? This so clean machine. Let me tell you what it does. This so clean machine. It ain't about that big. You open up the lid, you put your hoses down in there, you put your mask down in there, and I think there's some little cleaning. There's no cleaning. Yeah, there is some cleaning agent that you put down there, not much. And then you close the lid, and you push this little button, and guess what you do? You just walk off. And that thing, when you turn it on, it's got a light bar at the bottom. It goes from yellow, what is it, red? Just like a traffic stoplight. It goes from red to yellow to green. So about 2 hours later, you come back, that thing's on green. And now, why is it so important? What's this got to do with anything? It's got a lot to do with something. It's got a lot to do with what we're talking about this morning, about your heart, about the condition of your heart. See, things creep in. Bacteria creep in. Sickness creeps in. Sin creeps in. Sin will creep in like morning glories. They'll get up in your bushes. Your flowers, choke them out. In your garden. But see, that's the way that hose is. That water in that tank, the air, the moisture, it builds up bacteria. Well, one day if you get sick and you keep getting sicker and you don't know what's wrong, well, you keep going to the doctor and he says, that's just a sinus infection, upper respiratory infection. And then you finally realize that your machine, your hose, your mask, is full of bacteria. That's why you got to clean that thing. You got to put that thing down in that machine and turn it on and leave it. But then when you come back and you get all that stuff out and you put it all back together and you slap that thing on your face at night and all that fresh air comes in there, you can even smell the difference. And it's clean. It's so clean. No bacteria, nothing to make you sick. Well, listen. That's the way God does. He says, I'll make you what? He says, I'll make you whiter than snow. That's pretty clean. if you ask my opinion, that's pretty clean. He says, I'll take your sins, even though they are as crimson, as red as crimson. He says, I'll take them and make them as white and pure as snow. Now, if that ain't a good word to you this morning, I don't know what else I can say to you this morning about God, how He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be vibrant. He doesn't want us to live in sickness. He doesn't want us to live in sin. And He is our so clean God. Amen. He is our so clean God. He makes us so clean, so pure. So now listen, you know that little process is purification that we run those hoses and masks through. Final words I'm going to say today. So how do you purify your heart that way? How can you purify your heart to be that clean? Well, I tell you how you can do it. We're living in a busy time. We're living in a busy world. You know, there's so many, it's hard to believe this, but up there at Opal's, they're re-graveling the parking lot. So we got one half of it cleared off. So the guy was talking to me that's hauling the gravel. He told me that they're having a hard time getting gravel. They're having a hard time getting dirt haulers. They're so backed up. And then I talked to other people that are contract workers, and they're backed up for months building houses and doing projects. Can you believe that this morning? With all that's going on, there's people still building, there's still people moving dirt and rock, and they're so far behind they can't even get it done. Some of them say it's going to be to the end of the year before they can even get cleared up to book more work. And that's a blessing from God, I want to tell you that. But listen, this is how you can purify your heart on a daily basis. You can spend more time with God in prayer. You can meditate on the Word of God. You can study the Word of God. Go alone. Jesus said, just go in a quiet place. Jesus went and prayed by himself in a quiet place. That's hard to find at the house. Some days there is no quiet place. Not even in a closet. About my luck, I'd be in a closet and one of them kids come in there and find me. Find a quiet place. Get alone. Get away from your husband. Get away from your wife. Get away from your cell phone. Get away from people calling you. Get away from your schedules. Get away from what your problems of the world. And meditate. Talk to God. Say, God, I'm struggling. God, I'm dealing with this. God, I need some healing. God, I need to hear from you. God, I need you. I just need you to be with me. God, you don't even have to say nothing to me. I just want to sit here in the quietness with you. That's all I want to do. That's how you can purify yourself. Purify your heart. Be in continual prayer. Maybe your prayer life is weak. Find a prayer warrior. You know, I've heard churches talk about people's got prayer warrior. Accountability buddies. Call somebody. I may have to call Jeff and say, Jeff, I don't know what I'm about to do, but I don't want to do it. And Jeff might say, don't do it. Jeff might say, don't do it. God don't want you to do that, Phil. Accountability buddy. Prayer warrior. Wally, I'm over here. I don't know what I'm about to do. I'm about to cut this lady's tree down. I don't like her. I'm about to scalp her yard. And Wally says, don't do that, Phil. That wouldn't be right. Don't you need a prayer buddy? Don't you need a prayer warrior today? Accountability buddy? You have an accountability God, but you might need somebody in the flesh that you can talk to, that you can call, that can help you. You never know, your pastor may call you. Y'all have helped me before. Sue's helped me. Kay's helped me. Kathy's helped me. Dennis has helped me. All of you. I've talked about every one of you in this church. All of you have helped me in some way dealing with turmoil, dealing with things that I can't even deal with. And it's really helped my heart and made me stronger. So what do you need from God today? People watching on Facebook, what do you need from God today? And I'm talking about, what does your heart need? What condition is your heart today? That's what's most important today. What's the condition of your heart today? Are you wrapped up in something you can't get free from? God can heal you from it. God can set you free from it. He said that in the Word of God, those that are set free are free indeed. And man, that's the way I want to live. I don't want to live in bondage. I want to be set free and free indeed in the Word, in the Lord, and serving God every day. So I'm going to close with this. God understands you. He understands every little aspect about us. And that's what's so great about God. And it doesn't matter what we do. Doesn't matter how many times we mess up. God still loves us. He loves us because we love Him. We didn't love Him first, but He loved us first. But He loves us more than anything. And He wants us to live and be at peace with ourselves. Vibrant. Excited. Are you excited in the Lord? Are you just excited to get to Friday and get a paycheck? Are you excited to get to Friday so you can party all weekend long and drink and carouse around? That's what I used to live for. I don't live for that junk no more. I'm excited in the Lord, as you can see. Because see, the Lord's doing a mighty work right here in this church setting, right here, in your lives. You don't even know it. There's people walking around right now that don't even know that the Lord's doing a mighty work in their lives, and they don't even realize it. And so much more He can do if we would just open the doors and let Him in. Let Him have full control. All right, let's bow together. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank You today for Your Word. Lord, we thank You today for the Holy Spirit. God, we thank You for this church body this morning. God, we thank You for those that have watched this message on Facebook Live this morning. God, that's a blessing to us this morning. And Lord, we pray that if there be any hearts, God, under the sound of my voice, God, according to Your Word, according to Your will today, Lord. Lord, Your Word says if we draw close to You, You will draw close to us. Your Word also says for us to wash our hands and cleanse our hearts, humble our hearts. So, Lord, we pray today, if there be any sins on our hands today, God, Lord, we pray that we could just wash our hands today, Lord, and be clean. If there be any sin within our heart today, Lord, God, we ask for healing. We ask that You cleanse our heart, Lord. Lord, we ask You to humble our hearts, Heavenly Father. And God, we ask that You help us repent of our sins, Lord. And Lord, that we would commit our lives to You and live excited, Lord, for You, not for the world, Heavenly Father, not for the things that the world offers, but Lord, live with excitement in serving You. And God, that would be the best decision that we've ever made if we would just do that. So God, now I thank You today for this word. I thank You, Lord, and we pray that everything that's been done and said in Your house today, God, be to glorify and honor and praise Your holy name. For Your word says, if You be lifted up, You draw all men unto You, Heavenly Father. And God, we thank You for that today. And we ask this humbly in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I'm going to ask Kathy to come as we have our call of invitation today. If you need anything from the Lord today, don't leave today. You know what? I always hope that you leave a little better than you came in. I always like to leave a little better than I came in. That's what I always try to finish. Every day, a little better than I finished yesterday. And with the Lord's help, we can do that. But you've got to let Him have control as we sing our final hymn.